response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
One, two. Claire, I need your first and last name, please, again.
Claire Fromholt.
How important is Record Store Day? It put into context to the days leading up to Christmas. I mean, is it busier? Is it taking on a life of its own?
It has definitely taken a life on its own, Jim. It is something that people look forward to every year that we get questions about as soon as the list happens. The list happens and people are like, are you getting this? People get so excited. And then compared to Christmas, it is probably like the busiest, if not second to busiest, compared to the Christmas holiday shopping season.
Really? I would have thought this would have surpassed Christmas at this point.
It definitely does. I think what kind of helps balance it out is that we do the Black Friday in November, which pushes us into the holiday season. So you are right. It does kind of surpass it in many regard because it's also limited. People come out and get real hyped for it. Mm-hmm. But it is still, you're right, it's probably the busiest.
Who comes in? Is it mostly older, older folks, or is it younger folks? I mean, what's the cross section? Who comes in?
Absolutely. So a couple years ago, it probably would have been more of older folks, more of that millennial, late millennial generation. Now it is a lot more young folks, I think because a lot more young artists are doing things. So we have a Taylor Swift and an Olivia Dean and a Tyler Childers, Selena Gomez, Hillary Duff. Those are all very young artists for that Gen Z population, that youngest generation right now. Mm-hmm. However, there's still tons of older stuff. We got Bruce Springsteen and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Grateful Dads. There are a lot of older bands, and then a lot of that 80s new wave stuff to cater to the older millennials still too. So it's a good even mix.
What do you think will sell quickest today, tomorrow?
Taylor Swift. without a doubt, Taylor Swift.
And that's just a single.
Yes, you are correct. That is just a 7-inch single. We got probably about 60 of them in, and we know they will be gone by 8:15, and we open up at 8. So.
Now, last year you had a huge lineup at 8 o'clock in the morning. Are you expecting the same thing again?
We are. So we are expecting, last year I believe we had about 150 to 200 people in the line, whether they camped out all night or they were lining up right at 8 o'clock as we were opening. We expect the same exact thing, probably more though. Every year it keeps getting bigger. The numbers increase every year. More people find out about us. More people decide that we are going to be their first shop for Record Store Day. So we anticipate a big turnout this year.
Is there obviously with Joe's history, do people walk in here and say, oh, it feels like the Record Theater?
I get so many comments of, oh, wow, this looks just like Record Theater. It smells just like Record Theater. These bins look just like the bins I shopped at Record Theater. And it is very, I think people enjoy it. It's very reminiscent for people. People enjoy that.
Kind of a rock and roll comfort food.
Oh, that is the best way to put it, Jim. Absolutely. I like that. Rock and roll comfort food.
A rock and roll retailing comfort food. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, people love it. It feels very home to a lot of people because it was so familiar back in the day. And then here we are now. And a lot of young people are also liking it because the young population is like, it's so vintage. It's so retro. It's so cool.
Besides Taylor Swift, yeah. Will also be a hot commodity tomorrow.
Absolutely. The second biggest hot commodity will probably be the Rolling Stones mini turntables that we have. It is a Crosley mini turntable that comes with 6 3-inch little mini records in it. Those sell every single year. We did Beatles ones a couple years ago and they were gone within the first 10 minutes. People love them. And anything Stones, people just eat up like crazy. Talking about rock and roll comfort food, there's the Stones for you.
What does it bleed over like to country, to artists like Chris Stapleton? Is there a draw from those acts?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is some country that we got coming out this year. There's also some jazz. We always get the classics. There is a John Coltrane this year. There's actually two John Coltranes this year. So it is every genre out there, whether it's your teen pop or your punk or your Grateful Dead or your classic rock or whatever it is. There's something for everyone here.
How exhausted will you be tomorrow about 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
I will probably have drank about 18 cups of coffee, and it won't even affect me. I will be so exhausted, and so will Joe. We'll both be so tired. We'll sit in the back and just stare at each other, but also be happy that it's done, and everyone left happy, hopefully.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.